Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Gun violence continues to disrupt life in Chicago. More than 1,000 people have been victims of shootings in 2017 alone. Trying to figure out who picks up a gun and why is the subject of WBEZ's series Every Other Hour. That title refers to how often a person has been shot in Chicago since last year. Today we bring you the story of Reed. That's the name we're using to protect his identity. Reed grew up on the northwest side of Chicago. He's 38 years old and has retired from gang life, but Reed still feels a need to carry a gun for protection. And here Reed talks about how he first got hooked on shooting when a gang leader assigned him to a security detail when he was just 13. And a note to listeners, there is some strong language here.
I grew up in Humboldt Park when it was wild. First time I shot at somebody. Back in the day, you know, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Because we selling crack back then. Everybody had a day to do security. You got to make sure that nobody gets shot on your watch. With the security, how we had security, you had one person hold the pistol. The other guys on security were the lookouts. You had to keep an eye out for the stick-up men, had to keep an eye out for the cops. And you also got to keep the eye out for the enemies. So this particular day is one of those days, you know what I'm saying, being that we so close to our enemy, we could see them when they coming. We see somebody coming on a bike, two people on a bike, 9 times out of 10, they coming to shoot. Here they come. I already know, come out the gangway. Where they at? They riding right now. Here they come. I see the guy on the pegs. He getting off the bike. He got a black hoodie on. He going into his hoodie. I know he pulling his pistol out. But we got the upper hand because we had lookout set up. So I start shooting at him first. I ain't hit him or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just scared him off. You know, after that, we go, everybody shut shop down for about an hour because the police all over us. Oh, shoot, man. You know, ain't nobody outside. You know, we all in our little, in the little hideout. Yeah, boy, they congratulate me. Yeah, boy, you took care of business. Yeah, that's how you do it. Yeah, you know, after that, I'm like, man, yeah, you know, it's like an adrenaline boost. Like, man, yeah, I'm the man. You know, I enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? After that, anytime some type of shooting head off, man, I'm going. Ain't no little brother, you can't. No, I'm going too. Y'all going to do a hit? I'm going too. Even if I'm just standing on security, I want to go. It's like a drug. You know, you get addicted to living the gangster lifestyle. Since I was a kid, I always was infatuated with that type of lifestyle. Always. Anytime I go outside, I take my pole. 24-shot Ruger. And I got an extended clip on my eyes. That's the one I usually carry because, you know what I'm saying, it's easy to conceal. The neighborhood I live in, it's not the nicest neighborhood, and there's always something happening over there, so it's more to protect myself. Those cats right there, you know, they known for sticking people up. So when I jump in the car with my homies, they ain't got no slammer with them. I'm not getting in the car with them. We got to have a slammer with us. Because I've got older now, but my younger days, you know, I've done some real evil shit, you know. I'm not ashamed of nothing that I really did, or I really don't regret it, but, you know what I'm saying, I can understand why somebody would want to do something to me. You know, now I just want to have fun and just live my life, but at the same time, I got to protect myself because shit I done ain't, you know what I'm saying, hey, if the shoe was on the other foot, I'd feel the same way some people feel about me. I want to knock me off, too. You know what I'm saying? I refuse to let one of these cats kill me. I refuse. If I have to kill somebody for me to make it home at night and make it home to my kids and make it home to my people, I'm going to do what I got to do to make it home, period. I'm not just going to be no easy kill. You know what I'm saying? Anytime I leave out the door, I'm taking my gun with me. And then when I have it slotted up, it fits right in the stash to where I can get to it fast. Stash is a place where you hide something. You know what I'm saying? So I have my pistol in my car, you know what I'm saying, when I'm riding. And then I also make sure my stash, you know what I'm saying, is open. At first I wasn't doing it, but since, you know, on the news you've been seeing all these incidents where you'll be on the expressway and guys just ride up shooting cars up and things like that. So now I ride with it open at all times. So, you know what I'm saying, the way my stash is set up, if police was to get behind me, I can close it quick and they won't even see it. I just, bam, it's closed. Only way they'll find it, I have to dismantle my car to find it. I always tell my young boys this too. That split second of hesitation could cost you your life. That'd be the difference between you living and dying or the difference between you laying up in somebody's hospital. You know, I've been shot before. I know how it feel. You know what I'm saying? To be laying down, face down in the dirt, gasping. You not knowing what's next. So, nah, I know that feeling. So I don't want that feeling ever again. What's the future going to be like for us? You know what I'm saying? They say it's going to get worse before it get better, which it looks like it's going that way. But my thing is, shouldn't nobody just be pointing the finger and just saying, oh, it's these guys' fault? Because I noticed on the news, the first thing they want to say, oh, the gang members, the this and that. They always want to point the finger. But how is it that they're in the situation that they're in? There's no jobs. There's no schooling. There's no recreation. Poor, underprivileged people trying to survive. What you think's going to happen? People going to do what they got to do to survive. You know what I'm saying? And then the people who are pointing the finger, y'all ain't never lived this life. Y'all, who are you to judge us? Y'all don't live our life. Y'all don't know what we go through day to day. Y'all don't know our struggles. Y'all don't know our plights. Some people be having real, you know what I'm saying? They come from birth into the struggle. You don't want us to be out here shooting and killing one another? Give us some jobs. Give us something. Because guess what? What you gonna tell little JoJo that's living in poverty, broke as hell, his mom struggling to keep a roof over his head, lights finna get cut off, he ain't got no shoes, he going to school getting laughed at. What you think JoJo gonna do? JoJo gonna hit that corner. You got Big Dog riding past with this nice car, all the women flashing money. What you think he gonna do? JoJo gonna say, school, I'm out here with him. I'm gonna chase this money. You know, I'm gonna point the finger at him and tell him, oh, you wrong? Hell no. Get your money, young boy. That's what I'm gonna tell him.
Reed spoke with WBEZ's Robert Wildebor for this story. It's the latest in the series Every Other Hour. You can check out their full series and all the work they do covering gun violence in Chicago by visiting our website at thetakeaway.org.